There was a man called Gary McHale that lived near Toronto. He asked for 20,000 people to march with him to take us off the land. He got the KKK, he got skinheads, and he got some biker groups. He didn't get 20,000, but he did get a lot. And all our people came. Everybody came. We had a potluck that day. We opened the doors up at 11 o'clock. People stood in line. Our people stood in line from 12 o'clock, and they still weren't through by 6 o'clock, and it was going fairly fast. They unified our people that day, too. But the thing of it was, the OPP never did anything to Gary McHale, and he's been back quite a few times. They didn't get out of the cars and they didn't stop, but what they did do was let them to take our pictures and go by bumper to bumper real slow. When we asked, we were celebrating our 1 year anniversary of being on that land. We asked them, we asked that we were going to drive down one of the roads and their flags saw us, our cars and vehicles. They told us no or we'd be arrested. They always hollered two-tier justice, that the natives had all the rights. So far, we haven't had any rights. And I think they do that to aggravate the OPP so that they would arrest more of us on stupid charges. Those young men, they turned that Canadian flag upside down because they said Canada was in distress, that they didn't know what they were doing. After the raid, they cut the maple leaf out of the Canadian flag. We've had several conflicts since the raid. One was on May 2-4. There was five of us on that site. It was kind of a celebration day for the reserve, for our territory. And we told everybody, go ahead, everything will be fine, because early that morning, we took the blockades down, like they asked us to. But I also figured it'd be a couple hours right after that and we'd have trouble with the Caledonians and their supporters. It didn't last that long. It lasted about an hour. And there was at least 300 people that gathered, and there was five of us that stood against them. We put a call out to our people on our local radio station, and they came. The hall that they were in, my sister was working there. She said she was looking down, doing stuff, and she looked up, and the people were almost out of there. That's how fast they came. But in the meantime, the OPP also let them start coming forward. They didn't stop them. Because they only seen the five of us. One of them, there was me, there was an OCAP worker called Sarah Dover, there was a young man, and there was a couple elders that stayed behind. But we didn't give in either. We were scared, but we still stood our ground. And as they came closer and closer, you didn't even think about it anymore. But when I turned around, I seen our people coming bumper to bumper. That day was another day. The OPP just let them come through. They stood aside and let them come and attack us. Again, we weren't tasered, but we were pepper sprayed real bad. To the point where one young girl was taken in an ambulance, and she was pepper sprayed so bad that they had to keep her for 2-3 days before they could let her out. On the day of the raid, there was another man tasered. They held it so close to him, you'll see it in this book, that he started bleeding. The skin started coming off. You see him in the films when he's got a camera. He was wearing a white sweater. His hands all bandaged because he tried to go like that, and they caught his hand also. And if they call it two-tier justice, and it's in our favor, and I don't see anything happening to the other side, I don't know what it would be like if it was in our favor. But that's what they call favor. We stopped shopping in Caledonia only because of all the things they had done to us. It wasn't we spread word, don't shop there. It was just a common, that's how you're going to treat our people, we're going to stop going there. We did. They called in a crisis to the government and said that their business was going down, so Canada gave them $1 million check to split up between them. A couple months later, they said the same thing. They got another $1 million check. If they can hand out so much money that fast, we don't understand why they can't negotiate with us. But what I'm asking probably for today is I want to thank you all for coming, and I'd like to thank you for listening just to our side of the story. On the 29th of this month, my people are standing up again against the government, because the negotiations are slow. I'll probably stand and hold my flag, the Hiawatha flag. But if you see anything else in the paper, I'll be just standing there silently. I won't be saying anything. But I do have to still stand with my people. Mary better not. Mary's a clan mother. Clan mothers and chiefs, we can't have near demonstrations. We can't have them where at any time, even during the raid, if there was a possibility of a conflict, we take our clan mothers and our chiefs out. They can't be anywhere near anything like that. And that's just the way it is. In other ways, too, if you'd like to write the government, the Canadian government, letters, that would help us tremendously, putting pressure on them. But right now, on the next film, and Mary will tell you more.
I'll just mention a little bit about our traditional form of government. In 1924, when they ousted us out of, stopped recognizing us as the reigning government, they didn't stop us. We just went underground. It wasn't visible anymore. But we continued on with our council meetings with the chiefs and the clan mothers. And we still do that to this day. And I believe it was 1959, the chiefs again tried to take back the council house. And again, they were stopped by the OPP. But on January 1st of this year, we took the council house back and we reopened it and we're using it. Now, since last year, since I don't know whether the government actually recognizes us, but the band council, the elected band council, which is an arm of the federal government, gave the lead to the traditional Confederacy Council. So we've been in there ever since then. And I don't know whether they want that to get out or not, that they do recognize us as actually our powers haven't probably been fully reinstated, but with the band council giving us the lead on it, it's a step forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure what we hope to accomplish by coming here. We're just trying to get the word out. And one of the things with our people on Six Nations, we have a unique relationship with the government. It's actually, our relationship is with the Queen or the Crown over here. That's who our treaties were made with. And Canada is supposed to, in honor of the Crown, they're supposed to honor those treaties, but they haven't been. So whether we hope that maybe bringing the word over here will give somebody a push. we've asked to see the Governor General, who is supposed to be the spokesperson for the Queen, for the Crown in Canada, and she has not consented to see us yet. I don't know whether she intends to or not. But anytime we ask to see her, she tells us we have to go through her minister, which is the Department of Indian Affairs minister. And there's a problem with that because we have never accepted the Indian Act, which is where the Department of Indian Affairs gets their power through that. So we tell her we can't talk to them because they're under the Indian Act and we're not. We consider ourselves allies with the Crown and not subjects of the Crown because we fought so that they could have Canada. If we didn't fight for them and they lost, then North America could have been all the United States. And we just want them to uphold those treaties that they made with us through the Crown. And other than that, I guess that's... We're in there trying. Hopefully something good will come of this. I mean, we've opened up a few eyes around the country. Thank you.